On the field, winning comes from hard work, care, and preparation. I learned that that same hard work doesn't stop when we exit the arena. Your care is our commitment, and preparation is our promise. We tackle challenges head on and turn dreams into reality, which is why I'm excited to join the team at Alcova Mortgage, where we help you score the perfect home.
Welcome into the Who's On Podcast, part of the Saber Podcast Network, presented in part by Joe Reed and Alcova Mortgage. Score your perfect home today. All right, nuts, get right to it. No qualms about it. This is a semi-emergency podcast for Brian O'Connor leaving UVA for Mississippi State after 22 seasons, 917 wins, 7 College World Series appearances. That's the second most since O'Connor took over the program back in 2004, trailing only Florida's Kevin O'Sullivan during that time span, and of course the one national championship back in 2015. Brian O'Connor, as of officially late Sunday night, getting the job at Mississippi State, taking the job at Mississippi State, I should say. And here coming on is the only guy that you want to hear talk about is Greg Medea from the Daily Progress. Greg, it has been a wild 72 hours, you know, whatever, since Thursday, to kind of lead to this point now, and kind of now we're in the, you know, the aftermath of, you know, Brian O'Connor's, you know, big move, earth-shaking move in college baseball.
Man, it's wild, and even for the people associated with Virginia and inside Virginia baseball program. I spoke to a couple of players this morning, and they said even the locker room was surprised. You know, like it took some time to digest what had happened. I think it's just so interesting because when you spend as long as Brian O'Connor has at Virginia, it's jarring when he decides to make a change, right? And I think that's what Virginia is trying to wrap its head around and figure out is how to move forward, when really the man who built the baseball program, built Disharoon Park into the facility that it is gone, right? Off to Starkville to coach Mississippi State. So that's what is just so hard to fathom.
Yeah, I guess just kind of the initial thought is, you know, going all the way back to, you know, when Brian O'Connor took this program, they were not that far removed from baseball just being removed as a varsity sport in Virginia. And to come as far as they have, to be the program that they have been, where, you know, you can't go into a conversation talking about college baseball without mentioning Virginia over the past 22 seasons. That's how respected Brian O'Connor and this program had been. That just doesn't happen. And it didn't happen overnight. It happened over a long period of time. But to see where Brian O'Connor had kind of taken this program to be kind of yearly contenders for a College World Series appearance. Obviously, you know, Council Bluffs, that's his hometown right across the river from Omaha. And, you know, to kind of make that yearly trip back there. And I've done it 3 times with them, 21, 23, and 24 now. And it's just wild, Greg, just to think about kind of where we started off this season. You know, number 2 preseason team, high expectations, you know, thought by some and by others in national media to be one of the most talented teams Brian O'Connor had assembled in Charlottesville, to the rough start, to the better finish, the horrible ending in Durham against Boston College at 2 a.m, to missing the NCAA tournament, a interesting Tuesday press conference, kind of looking back on it now, and then now the ultimate news that Brian O'Connor is moving on. I don't think you could have asked for a more roller coaster of a season in Virginia baseball.
It was everything we thought it probably wouldn't be. if you go back and listen to some of the predictions we made, I thought I'd have a long June because they'd be playing in Omaha again. I didn't think I'd have a long June because there'd be a coaching search to cover. But here we are. And you know, that the game of Boston College, you know, it might have made the difference, right? It might have made the difference from them playing this past weekend to being one of the first 4 left out of the NCAA postseason. And it's kind of a strange ending to a really superb, outstanding 22 years of Brian O'Connor as coach at Virginia. The ending nonetheless, what he did, I mean, the amount of major leaguers, draft picks, of course, all the trips to Omaha, right? Introducing a fan base to the place he knows so well, not only for college baseball reasons, but because he's from there. It's just tough, tough for Virginia fans to wrap their head around and figure out how they let their coach get away.
I want to get in real quick before we kind of get into how this all transpired with Brian O'Connor, but there's been a lot of rationalization by fans in the last 24, 48, 72 hours of like, all right, I mean, it's been 22 seasons, no one, guys can't, be energized for about a job, 22 seasons on, maybe it's time for a change. Oh, well, like they underachieved this year, they didn't ever won a game in College World Series, so maybe the program was kind of declining already. No, stop. Just stop. Like, that's all crap. I'll be blunt about it. It's all crap. I mean, because looking and being around this team as much as we have been over the last, how many ever years now, Brian O'Connor has kind of been rejuvenated by the NIL. Every time that you talk about him, this new kind of landscape, yeah, he's a traditional coach, but he's kind of been rejuvenated by this, and he's shown a lot of energy, and that shows in the recruiting that they've done in the past couple of years. I think this has been some of his best recruiting in the past couple of years. You look at the number of guys that are on MLB draft radars, and some of those guys that he was actually able to get to grounds. And I mean, this team has made a College World Series in 3 of the last 4 years before this season. So, yeah, nothing is it fallen off of this program until now because Brian O'Connor's walked out the door.
I still think it'll be an attractive job opening for someone. I mean, I know I've heard from fans saying, what does it say about the coach who leaves after 22 years? Well, I mean, there are still a lot of jobs that don't have as much infrastructure baseball wise as Virginia does, right? And has in place. I still think it'll be an attractive job, Preston. But to get back to your point, no, the team was talented. I mean, there's no doubt. The recruiting, and they had been able to build off their momentum of getting to Omaha in 2021, and then again in 23, and again in 24. It seemed like the group of players they got, had an expectation that it was their job to get to Omaha, and that never lacked, and he never lost sight of that, I don't believe. So to me, I don't think, when you talk about recruiting and getting into that, like there was no talent drop off. Sometimes you just have a down year, right? I mean, when you look back at this 2025 campaign, sometimes things just don't work out, and you get a series canceled, and you don't you, you blow some games late, right? They did blow some games late that could have helped them. Really, the things that we've talked about in the past is probably what prevented them out of prevented them from making the NCAA tournament. And that's, losing to Liberty, losing to Richmond. Those are the things that shouldn't have happened this past season.
It's such an ironic, maybe not fitting way, the way the season ended at 2 a.m. in Boston, in Durham against Boston College in the ACC tournament, to not making the NCAA tournament, and then you get Brian O'Connor at Sunday of regional weekend late at night, officially taking this job at Mississippi State, about an hour after Mississippi State had been bounced
Not
from the
even I
NCAA tournament. Not even. I mean, the flight trackers were working last night. It's odd that 22 years can kind of just come to an end just like that at late on a Sunday night.
mean, he is one of Virginia's best coaches ever, right? Any sport ever. Period. Stop. And that's the gargantuan task Virginia has, Preston, right? Is they have to replace the man who built their baseball program. He, from coaching
From the
guys like,
studs, from the studs on up.
oh, 100%, right? All those fun regional and super regional games they've hosted at Disharoon Park, like, that's him and Kevin McMullen, who's headed to Mississippi State, and all, Matt Kirby and all the coaches and players who've poured it, right? Think about all the great players to come through Virginia's program under Brian O'Connor, right? From Ryan Zimmerman to Griff O'Farrell. And I know Zimmerman was a Womack recruit, but still, it's like all those great players he's coached through over 22 years. It's going to be a transition, whether it's a good transition or a bad transition. There's going to be transition over the next, whatever, 12 months, 6 months, from the time you get the new coach in to the start of the new season. It's going to be fascinating.
Let's get into now just kind of how this all transpired, because Greg, you were the one that first talked to O'Connor about this Mississippi State opening 3 weeks ago or something like
Yeah.
that now.
Early
And
May, early May. Yep.
early May is when you talked to him, and obviously at the time, you came out of that, and he was talking a lot about the extra resources, the investment in scholarships, stuff that he talked about on Tuesday just last week. When kind of re-asked about it, but obviously dispelled the rumors to Mississippi State at the time. I guess, what do you think transpired? What changed between then and now? I mean, does missing the NCAA tournament just have that big of an impact on the amount of time that you have to think about decisions like this?
Yeah, it's a great question, and one at some point we'll get an answer to. But for me, from talking to sources, multiple sources, a magnitude of sources through the weekend last week, it seemed like Brian finally just had a chance to hear someone else out. Last year he was a rumored candidate at Texas A&M, but when you play into the College World Series, right? When is the breaking, right? There's no break. There's no time to pull off and think about another job when you're trying to get to Omaha. This year they didn't make the NCAA tournament. There's a little more time. And for a program at Mississippi State, I think by the time he sat down and was able to hear Mississippi State out, I think he realized, how many resources they are going to pour into baseball. Right. And it's not just SEC money, it's the willingness by the school to put it into baseball, because that's a major difference, between, and a lot of SEC schools are investing in baseball, but Mississippi State has it at the top or near the top of their priority list. And I don't think the same could be said about Virginia, even though, from what he had told me a couple of weeks ago, it was going to get better, especially post house settlement, and that he really thought they could still compete nationally for College World Series appearances and four national titles. It just has to be that much more. Like, knowing Brian, right, over the last couple of years and getting to know him, the guy is a competitor. He's nice. He's classy, right? He's everything Virginia fans love when you think about the perspective, but he is a competitor. He wants to win badly. He knows the game inside and out, right? How many times over the last couple of years you're sitting there in a press box trying to figure out a rule that Oak knows during the game to give his team an advantage, right? I think about the double base rule earlier this year, and they end up the call goes their way, or the call goes against them at first, and then Oak comes out of the dugout, has to teach the umpire a thing or two. The man is competitive, and if he feels like there's a better path to Omaha by going to Mississippi State, I think that's what it is at the end of the day, right? He is a competitor, and I don't think, anything else at the end of the day matters.
Yeah, and it's interesting you kind of talk about Mississippi State going all in on baseball, because right now, with the way revenue sharing, once the House settlement kind of goes through and everything, it's your athletic programs are going to have to decide, kind of where they want to invest those resources, and a lot of it is usually targeted towards football, bigger roster, the biggest of the revenue sports, obviously. Basketball goes on from there. Virginia, from what I was told from sources, baseball's just viewed as what it is. It's a non-revenue sport. Whether you like that or not, that's kind of how, Carla Williams and this athletics department views baseball as a non-revenue sport. So they weren't going to get a big slice of any of that kind of resources. And so it,
I don't totally agree with that sentiment, and just from my conversation a few weeks ago, like I walked away feeling like Virginia, at least under O'Connor. Now, maybe that's different going forward, right? That's something we got to figure out. Is you know, if Oak was still here, it was going to be a very, very advantageous situation for UVA.
It's a good baseball situation, don't get me wrong, in
Yeah.
the context of the ACC, in the
Yeah.
context of National Collegiate Baseball. I'm not sure it is, Greg.
Yeah,
Like,
maybe.
I'm not sure it is, and I think there's going to be a lot of question marks now pulled up because Brian O'Connor, Mr. UVA Baseball of 22 seasons, took this program to 7 College World Series. There's going to be questions asked now. Like, what is your commitment to baseball? And I don't get me wrong. Yes, I think there are several coaching candidates that would love to have the problems that UVA baseball has,
Yeah.
coming from whatever their program is, if it's a mid-major or just a lower level Power Five school. But at the same time, you're kind of sending a message here. Where do you see yourself in the landscape of college baseball? Do you want to be a team competing for College World Series every year? Because it's going to take commitment, and commitment that, honestly, I struggle to see if UVA is going to make that commitment going forward in baseball. Look, they have gotten a lot of resource put towards football and basketball, men's and women's, in the last couple months, that have been praised, as they should be, because those are your revenue sports, quote unquote. But
Women's
baseball,
basketball, revenue sport. I'm just being
it,
honest.
if you do it right, if you do it the way that they envision, it can be a revenue sport. Right now, no, not even
Not at
close.
UVA.
But
Not at UVA right now. No.
no, not even close. But the vision that I think that they
Yeah.
have for women's basketball, to be up there with some of these other programs, that's what they're kind of looking at. Yeah, I struggle to see kind of what their commitment is at this point. And over the weekend, there was a huge major push made by
Yeah.
donors, and it was largely donor driven from what I was told from sources, to get money kind of put into this program, to kind of come at Brian O'Connor with one final offer, see what they could do. Ultimately, it just felt like too little, too late.
Yeah, and if he felt like it wasn't going to be up to par and he couldn't compete as he wanted to, right? At the end of the day, it goes back to whatever you think about Brian O'Connor, man's a competitor. If he felt like he could do that better at Mississippi State, then that's what they were going to do. It's just so fascinating. Like, what if Mississippi State would have kept winning? it's funny to
Yeah.
think about the hypotheticals. I know I'm kind of pulling that out of left field there, but gosh, it would have been really fascinating to see what would have happened had Mississippi State went on to the Supers or went on to Omaha, right? That would have been really interesting.
One word that I've heard to describe this a lot is unprecedented, because Virginia, over its history, this is a place that you either
Yeah.
retire, resign, or you get fired. Those are the only three options. That's
Yeah.
like those are the only ways you're getting out of a head coaching job at UVA.
You're getting
The
familiar with
most
them over the last couple of years.
exactly. I mean, and the only way that that's been, Tony Bennett retired, Bronco Mendenhall resigned, just to go over some of the major ones in the recent years. The last coach to leave for another school, was Ken Llewellyn, the women's golf coach, going to Wake Forest. But before that, in the modern era, it had not happened in a major sport,
Yeah.
at UVA. So that's kind of why this is unprecedented, and that's why I think, there are some arguments and discussions and, scrutiny going towards Carla Williams and the athletics right now that are maybe a little too far and maybe not justified. But I think there are definitely some questions that you can ask when you lose a coach of 22 years, for UVA athletics. And it'll be really interesting now to see kind of how does Virginia respond? What does this look like going forward for this baseball program? It'll be interesting. I guess let's get into kind of
Yeah.
what how should this job be viewed moving forward?
Yeah, I was, talking to people this morning, last night. At least at UVA, they still feel the job is a, really great baseball job. Somebody out there is going to desire it. I've checked in with folks in the coaching community, in industry, and they feel it's still a very, very good job. A lot of that's because of what Brian O'Connor was able to accomplish, though. And the consensus I got from a number of sources walking away is that there's going to be a coach that feels he can replicate or elevate and build on what Brian O'Connor accomplished and the many things he did. Because you're talking about this year, this time last year, Preston, you and I were getting ready to go to Omaha and cover the team at the College World Series. 2 years ago, Virginia went to Omaha. You know, whatever, 4 years ago, they went to Omaha. So it's not like the program has been kind of down and out and trying to get there, right? It's been there. There's recent history. And because of that, there's still going to be brand recognition. I even talked to one recruit today that said, you know, just because the job opens doesn't mean Virginia can't retool. It's probably going to be more of a retool than a rebuild. And I think that's important to remember too, because you know, even if young people think that way, that's really what matters most, because there are high quality baseball players, young recruits that are coming in that still get the sense. So it'll be fascinating. I think there will be great candidates involved and really qualified coaches involved. A couple names that I've heard just off the bat: Northeastern's Mike Glavin, the pitcher, the brother of MLB Hall of Fame pitcher Tom Glavin. He's got a career winning percentage of north of 600. He's multi-time CAA Coach of the Year. He's done well in a league that usually is a one bid league into the NCAA tournament, and he's gotten them at there, I think, 3 of the last 5 years. They were in that Tallahassee regional, interestingly, with Mississippi State. A couple other names I've heard mentioned: Mitch Canham, the coach at Oregon State. If he's willing to listen, and if he wants a change to rejoin a league after Oregon State, after the Pac-12 fell apart. Of course, you know, there'll be more to pop in. I know a lot of people are dreaming of Chris Pollard, right, from down at Duke. We'll see. Somebody in the coaching industry told me that, you know, he's already got it rolling at Duke. You know, why would he want to leave? Cliff Godwin's a name at East Carolina that people at UVA will be familiar with. Who knows if the personality would match the institution, but he's a very, very qualified coach and someone you'd have to look at if he's interested, because of all the success he's had leading the Pirates. He's a really good baseball coach. That's just a few of the names I've heard, and it's really early. Something I've also was told is, you know, maybe Virginia was in a little bit of denial that Brian would actually leave. So maybe they're getting a little bit later of a start on this than some would anticipate. That's just what I've heard. I don't know where
I've
you're at,
also heard
Preston.
that they've said that, you know, they were caught a little off guard by how far down the line this was when the news kind of came out on Thursday.
Even up to Saturday, I had sources telling me that they thought there was a shot O'Connor would stay. So I would probably say, like, Virginia maybe didn't think it would have a coaching search on its hands until Friday, Saturday, which tells you this thing, it probably will move quick once it gets going, because you got to figure out what your roster is going to look like. But other than that, you know, they need to get going.
And what a poor time to kind of be behind the eight ball, so to speak, because the transfer
Portal.
portal opened on Monday. You've already seen, I mean, I can't keep up with the amount of
Yeah,
guys
it's
entering
a
the
lot.
portal right now for Virginia. At last check, Bradley Hodges, Evan Blocko, Henry Ford, Tomas Valančiūnas, James Nunnally. I'm sure there are others. Obviously, we know the coaching staff that is leaving with Brian O'Connor to go to Mississippi State, a good chunk of them right now. Kevin McMullen, Matt Kirby, we just, you know, Josephino. Travis Reif-Snyder, a couple that are heading down to Starkville with Brian O'Connor. So there's a lot of change, and that's why it's interesting. You say maybe more of a retool than a rebuild. I think as far as, you know, as a program resources wise, it'll be more of a retool, but as far as a
Well, the
roster for
roster.
next season, like, that's a complete rebuild that I don't know we've seen in
I don't know
college
if rebuild,
baseball.
I would say remade roster, right? That's kind of the term you have to use now, because anytime there's a coaching change, typically in college sports, right, there's a wipe the slate clean. I mean, just look
True.
at basketball. I mean, we spent a month, tracking Ryan Odom's additions, and still are to an extent, until they announce this roster thing fully. I mean, it's just the way it goes. But it doesn't mean someone can't get in and be able to take advantage of the resources at Virginia if they're accustomed to working with less, if they're accustomed to working maybe slightly less. Like, it's still a good program. This is a devastating departure for Virginia, right? There's no other way around it. You can't overstate it enough. Understand? I don't know what I'm saying. You can't overestimate, the loss of Brian O'Connor to Virginia's baseball program. But there's still other good coaches out there that they could find a way to win with.
That's true. But at the end of the day, those coaches are going to be measured against one of the greatest coaches
No
in college
doubt.
baseball history. And
No
that's
doubt.
why this decision, and obviously football and men's basketball, when you're making those hires, are very high pressure hires. But I think this one's going to be very high pressure because ultimately they're going to be compared to Brian O'Connor. And is this baseball program taking a step back? Is it neutral? I find it very hard to believe that you could take a step forward, but maybe, who knows? We don't know how
Yeah.
these coaching, so many different variables are up in the air.
I think one thing that there is an advantage for a new coach coming in is he's not coming in off an Omaha appearance. He's coming in off of, kind of a, average year, right? And he's
I
going to
would say
say,
probably the most disappointing season in Brian O'Connor's tenure.
Could go from preseason number two to not even making the NCAA tournament. Like, there are buttons you can push to try to get this thing back in the right direction quickly. Like, you can walk in and say day one, like, yeah, the program's great, and there are a lot of great things that have happened in the program, but there are also things that did not work last year that there's got to be corrections on. So I think from that point of view, there are some ways a new coach could walk in and have some success and find the right buttons to push.
It's going to be really interesting. I am, still skeptical because it is very hard
I'm with you.
to
Yeah.
move past a legend, and that's what he is. I mean,
It's not impossible.
not impossible. Didn't say that. Just said it's hard. It's
Yeah.
difficult. We've seen John Shire have some pretty good success after Coach K, but a very different situation. This is going to be interesting to see what Carla Williams and what this staff does. I'm really intrigued to see kind of where they go with this position. Are they going to be looking for kind of a scrapper mid-major coach? Or are they going to be looking for, someone who already has a Power Five program humming? Fans, I think from what I'm told with the donor situation right now, obviously they rallied over the weekend, have put together a lot of money. Sources say that, some of that money will stay for whoever the new baseball coach is,
Yeah, I've
but
heard the same. Yeah.
a lot of it will
Was
not.
contingent.
This is Brian O'Connor money and Brian O'Connor money only. If not, I'm taking it back. It's also interesting, and just in all of this, one of the big donors for UVA baseball is the author John Grisham, who is a Mississippi State alum. So how do you
Wow.
like that for just to kind of factor in all this? Really interested to see kind of where we go. Any other last things we should hit on before we kind of get out of here? A shorter podcast today, but just wanted to hit on some of the big notes and stories coming out of this transition time now.
Yeah, I mean, another major coaching search for Virginia, right? I mean, that's kind of one of the main takeaways is they just had one in basketball. Tony Elliott's hire was not that long ago. It's just another big time search that Virginia has to deal with and has to get right. You got to start getting some of these correct.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's optimism around Ryan Odom right now. Tony Elliott, it's still very much wait and see mode. And I even saw some
100%.
people today, like, this ups the pressure on Tony Elliott because you're investing so much in football. Like, they better get it right this year. I think
That
there
was
was
already going
already,
to be the
I think there
case.
was already,
That
exactly.
was already going to be the
There was
case.
already enough pressure on Tony Elliott. I don't think you could add an ounce more to him with any kind of move. So, Greg, thanks for joining us today. We'll be watching and keeping updated. We both have stories. You got stories of the Daily Progress right now, and you're tracking down recruits and sources right now as we get into another coaching search. Happy June. You get a coaching search.
I'll be ready to take a day off whenever this slows down.
Absolutely. All right. And we got some articles up on the saber.com right now talking about some of the stuff and details of the events that led to Brian O'Connor leaving Virginia. An unprecedented move, I think, is definitely the right word here. But thanks for tuning in to the Who's On podcast. We will have more content coming up either this week or next week. We have a great guest in college basketball analytics guru, Evan Miyakawa, joining the podcast to talk about college basketball in Virginia and this transfer class right now, and also some of his thoughts on the roster that Ryan Odom's built. That'll be coming up either later this week or next week here on the Who's On podcast. See you then.
On the field, winning comes from hard work, care, and preparation. I learned that that same hard work doesn't stop when we exit the arena. Your care is our commitment and preparation is our promise. We tackle challenges head on and turn dreams into reality, which is why I'm excited to join the team at Alcova Mortgage, where we help you score the perfect home.